Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up,
get up with,
ladies and gentlemen,
Josiah and Ellie.
It goes like this.
Well, 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 fancy seeing you downloading the catch up.
Same time, same place, every day, same people, I'm guessing, no doubt. If you're the first time listening to this catch-up podcast, hit us up, send us a message, hit GV on Instagram, say I'm listening for the first time.
Yeah, ask us a fun question.
Who
it's
are
like
you?
It's like when influencers do the ask me anything.
Yeah, I should. I've been wanting to do that.
Oh, I can't wait for the day you do it.
As a joke, though, like because I know my mates will jump on there. So you know how they post on their Instagram stories, ask me anything, and people go, so what's your favourite colour? Blue.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, yeah.
I want to see what people ask me. It'd be pretty funny.
So do I. Please do it. Please do it.
Ask me anything.
I made a video of that on my Ellie Chaney Facebook fan page.
Did you?
About asking influencers stuff because influencers annoy me how they're always like, oh my God, so many people have been asking me. It's like no one's asked you ever.
You're making that up.
Oh, it makes me so mad. Anyway, just, check it out, Ellie Chaney on Facebook.
Just like people that listen to this catch up, you don't exist.
Yeah, true. To the 1/2 people that are listening.
My dad and your mum.
Yeah.
Thanks for downloading, guys.
Thanks for downloading. So
and,
true.
Well, my grandma does as well. Thanks, grandma. That's 3.
If you're not related to us, thanks even more.
Yes.
Your money's in the mail. Today we talk about cravats. I made up a new song that's cravat related.
That's all right. I got you back. It started as a Josiah bashing and ended with an Ellie laughing.
Thanks for not bashing me. That's nice.
No, I'm not allowed to do that.
All right. We're ending it here. Enjoy the catch up. See you tomorrow.
This is...
Are we ready?
The catch up.
With...
Josiah and Ellie.
You know what you could buy with $1,000, Josiah? Heaps and heaps of cravats.
Now, why would you want to do that?
Well, it's a good question, and I want to unpack this a little bit this morning because cravats are something I've never heard of unless it's in relation to Matt Preston.
So basically a cravat, for anyone that doesn't know, surely everyone does, it's a little like a handkerchief scarf you wear around your neck. It's quite fashionable.
Yeah. I mean, there's no point for it because it doesn't keep you warm. It doesn't really add anything.
It's a little thing called fashion.
Oh.
You ever heard of it, Ellie? No, because look at you sitting there in that ugly grey sweater.
Wow. How dare you? My mum bought me this.
Actually, you know what? It's got red and black stripes. It's like the Albanian colours. So it's okay. It's actually okay.
My friend actually calls this my Essendon Bombers jumper.
It is very Essendon, yeah. Mm,
thank you. Anyway, stop trying to distract me.
Let's just not talk about this. Let's go off topic because there's no point, Ellie.
If you were listening to our show yesterday, you may have noticed that we had a little quick chat about the fact that Josiah had a 5-year memory on Facebook. 5 years ago, he met Hilary Duff. Huge.
She was my idol, a big fan of hers. She was the first concert I went to. My first real crush, you could say. What else do I like about Hilary?
Yeah, you're trying to keep on distracting me, aren't you?
First ever CD I bought, Hilary Duff, Come Clean. Great album.
Oh. You mean this one? Let the rain go down. Do you know what? The fact you like this song is very fitting to the cravat story. So basically, in this photo, you are standing with Hilary Duff, big smile on your face, your hair's looking luscious.
Yeah, washed it the night before.
Yeah, of course you did.
Beautiful perm.
And you're wearing a white T-shirt, and on top of that white T-shirt, you've got a little cravat.
Yeah.
I'm just leaving some silence for you, Phil, with your reasoning for buying the cravat.
Here's a challenge to you and everyone listening right now.
Mm-hmm.
Go to a photo of yourself 5 years ago and see if you're happy with your fashion choices from back then. Because I'm telling you right now.
5 years wasn't that long ago, buddy.
That's a good point.
Hey, we're talking about 2014, not that long ago.
I thought a cravat was cool, right?
Yeah.
I got my little $7, went to Zara, picked myself up a cravat, wore it around my neck, and I thought, you know what, when I go to work today and when I'm going to meet Hilary Duff, because I was interviewing her, I thought to myself, she's going to love me after this. She's going to want me when she sees this cravat.
Did she mention the cravat?
No, I don't think she did.
Any of your workmates mention the cravat?
Yeah, quite a lot, to be honest.
Okay. All right, there has been a photo of the cravat in question up on our Instagram, Hit GV, if you want to check it out. Check out the story. But I thought that we'd take this opportunity, use the power of the big stick, to talk about these this morning. Cravat. Are you someone who owns a cravat? Because I guarantee you no one else in the Goulburn Valley would have ever bought a cravat.
I'm telling you, if there's one person that can back me up, you know what? 5 years ago, I said just a minute ago, I regret my fashion choices.
Yeah.
You know what? Stuff that. I'm going to stand by it. If you are a cravat owner or wearer, back yourself in. Be proud. Let's wear them together. You know what? I don't know where that cravat's gone, but I would proudly go into some store and buy another cravat and wear it proudly today to work.
Oh, maybe if you're a shop owner around the GV who sells cravats,
yeah,
give us a call.
Maybe I'll go buy one. You know what? Tomorrow,
yeah.
Watch this space. I'm wearing a cravat to work.
13, 12, 16. Are you someone who owns or has ever worn a cravat? Or do you know of anyone who owns or has ever worn a cravat? I want to get to the bottom of this.
Hit Breakfast with Desire and Ellie.
If you want to see the cravat and see it actually looks pretty good, go to Hit GV Instagram. It's up on our story now. Have we got any phone calls? Who's called through? Hello? Who's there?
Yeah. So we put the call out. I thought, okay, cool. Surely there's someone else in this region of 200,000 people. That's worn one. No, not a single one.
Hello? Anyone there?
No.
I just want to take you back to the 14th of July in 2012. Does that ring a bell for you in any way, shape or form? Because I've just got onto your Instagram during that last song, the old Jonas Brothers,
okay,
and done a bit of research for myself. Does that ring a bell? You put up a photo on the 14th of July 2012.
I would have been in the UK then.
You were actually in Spain.
Oh, okay.
And you've put up an Instagram photo on your personal page. And in Spain, you're at Running in the Bulls. And I'm just looking at your neck there. And ladies and gentlemen, Ellie is wearing a cravat.
It's not a cravat.
What is that?
It's not a cravat. It's not. It's a scarf. It's a uniform for Running of the Bulls.
Everyone does it. But that photo of you at Running of the Bulls wearing around your neck a cravat is no different to my photo with Hilary Duff. You can't smash me for the last 20 minutes on air for wearing a cravat with Hilary Duff when you in Spain in 2012 on the 14th of July are wearing a cravat as well.
Cravat. No, I'm not.
Hey, Ellie, it's okay. Embrace it.
Cravat. Oh, my God. All right, we'll chuck that up on our Insta too.
We're like the cravat show, guys.
Cravat chat every morning 6 till 9 on Hit 96.9 with Josiah and Ellie.
This is The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Now, pilot week. We've been hearing about it for weeks and weeks and weeks now. It's finally here. And tonight at 8:30 on Win, I Am Roxy premieres. So we've managed to get the star of the show herself on, Roxy Jasenko. She joins us now. Morning, Rox.
Good morning, guys.
Now, you know I'm fascinated in your life, Rox, and finally we get to see all aspects of your show. This is uncensored, uncut. We get to see every gory little detail of you, don't we?
Every single last bit.
What are the gory details? Gory details makes it sound like she's a murderer.
Well, you're not a murderer, are you, Rox?
No, but it's pretty hectic. It was nearly a murder, believe you me.
Hey, Roxy, I'd always thought, like, if someone came up to me and said, hey, Ellie, we want to make a reality TV show of your life, I'd be like, really? Me? Like, my life's boring. Did you kind of have that reaction when you got asked to do this, or were you more like, yeah, all right, I'm pretty entertaining?
Look, life is never boring for me, I'll tell you that much. There's drama every day. There's the highest highs and the lowest lows. So I definitely didn't think I wouldn't have enough to share. But I guess, if anything, what was concerning was, okay, do I really want to close my schools?
Yeah, that's true.
I'll tell you what's interesting about your life, Rox, is I've just read an article that says you have a 30 grand a month spend on clothes and designer accessories. Your debit card usually is between 80 and 100 grand. That's more than the usual person, isn't it?
Yes. Well, let's just say I'm doing my best to keep the economy afloat. Someone needs to. We have not got room for another GFC. And
look at you.
I'm making sure that does not happen.
Just supporting local businesses, aren't you, Rox?
Exactly.
See, again, if my credit card statements were aired to the public of Australia, they'd be like, well, she eats a lot of McDonald's. You know, like, it's just not as exciting.
Half her luck. Please, I wish I never.
Yeah. And a gym membership, of course, because, you know, you've got to balance it out.
Just work it off.
Ellie's gone to KFC again. Loves a Zinger Meals, that girl.
Now, Roxy, Josiah likes to, every time we get someone on the show, he likes to try and prove that he's friends with them. And your name popped up as an interview possibility. And he's like, oh, yeah, Roxy, we're really good mates. Oh, I'm mate. Like, are
Wait,
you mates?
Way back.
Like, but are you actually? Like, can you verify this for me?
Come on, Rox.
Yeah, I remember the first time I met him. He was working the switch. And I was like, who is that chap with the ponytail behind the desk? Yep, it's I.
And is it true that he sent you some flowers?
Yes. Oh, I felt very posh. Let me tell you, when he sent me down, I was like, guess who these are from.
You know what I felt bad afterwards is you helped me get on the front page of a local paper, and I thought, you know what, I've got a crush on Rox, so I'll also say thank you. So I sent you a bunch of flowers. After I sent them, I've had that moment to myself, Rox, where I'm like, I've just sent her an $80, $100 bunch of flowers. Roxy probably has every PR brand under the sun that could give her whatever flower she wants.
No, no, no. Did I just hear you say the word crush? C-R-U-S-H? Wow.
Roxy, you know where I stood. You know very clearly and well.
I feel like I need to leave the room right now. Leave you two to it.
Yeah, if you don't mind.
Roxy, his head is big enough already. He does not need you inflating it more.
I don't make an appearance or a mention on the show, do I, Rox?
No, but there's still time, so don't worry. We can get you on.
Good, good. I know people. You know people. Let's make this happen.
Do you know what? I'm out. I'm leaving.
Nah, Rox, we are pumped to see everything, every detail. We love you. We love your life. So we're looking forward to it. Goulburn Valley, make sure tonight you watch I Am Roxy. It airs as part of Pilot Week on Win. Make sure you watch at 8:30 tonight. Roxy, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, guys.
You.
And come visit me.
I will. Let's get the private jet from Shep Airport and I'll be there in an hour.
Easy. I'll fire up the jet.
I'll be good, guys. I'll just stay here and keep the seat warm or something. I don't know.
Don't worry.
Oh, thanks, Roxy.
She can carry our luggage, Rox.
Yeah, good idea.
Oh, Roxy Jasenko, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, guys.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
I want to talk about... Okay, I talk about this all the time on the show, how I'm scared of technology. It freaks me out.
Technology.
So I'm scared of aliens, you're scared of robots, basically.
Yes, very much so.
Speaking of technology, iPhone, I've just announced the new iPhone 11. We're going to be speaking about that in 20 minutes' time. I'm going to tell you what it does, guys.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
Now, that's an example of good technology. Then there's examples of bad technology that I'm scared of. And one of these examples is the Tesla car.
Oh, I want one.
Yeah, everyone wants one because they're the new fancy thing. There's a lot coming to Australia as we speak. It's becoming more and more common to have one. And these are basically cars that can do it all for you. They can drive for you. They've got a whoopee cushion sound effect if you want it.
They don't use any petrol either. That's the big one.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
So you're talking about climate change and apocalyptic weather conditions. Well, you should be the one driving the Tesla.
That's a really great point.
Meanwhile, Ellie's got a turbo diesel.
Okay. I have a Holden Trax. It runs on unleaded. Thank you very much. Anyway, let's go over to the US quickly where a video has gone viral of a man asleep at the wheel of a Tesla, like full on conked out, head over the wheel, his passenger also asleep, and they're traveling 88 k's an hour along a US highway. Are you kidding me?
Well, they didn't crash because the car can go into self-drive mode.
Well, that's what it was doing. It was in autopilot. And so it was driving fine.
I don't care if the cars of the future or the cars of now can drive themselves perfectly fine. There is no chance I would ever trust it.
Yes.
And fall asleep.
How could you be that relaxed that you're going to fall asleep?
I mean, there's been plenty of times. Imagine going up the Hume Highway and you've just landed at the airport or you've had a big night in Melbourne.
Yeah.
You just hop behind in the car, just put in autopilot, put in your address in Shep, Kyle, wherever you're going, Cobram, and just have a nap for 2 hours in the car.
It would be great, actually. What about that road? You know what? I was driving the road to Benalla, Benalla Road. That's the one.
You should know that. We did a song on it.
That is the straightest road on earth. It's literally, you don't even have to hold the wheel.
Benalla Road goes curvy, you need dookie there.
Yeah, but like apart from that part, parts of it super straight, makes me super sleepy. Anyway, I've gone off topic. I want to talk about where you've fallen asleep. Because if this guy can fall asleep at the wheel of a car and be fine with it, surely there's other places that people around the Goulburn Valley have fallen asleep.
Well, maybe there's people, blokes, especially traders this time. You've come home, you're in the doghouse, the missus won't let you in. Maybe you have just hopped into the dog's kennel or somewhere and fallen asleep on the back door. I don't know. Where have you fallen asleep? Could be anywhere.
I fell asleep on a rolled up newspaper once.
Explain why. Any details?
Okay. I got home from just one or two lemonades at the pub, sat down at the kitchen table, had some food, I think, and then there was a rolled up newspaper in front of me and I just put my forehead resting on it and just had a little nap. Woke up a couple of hours later, I was like, whoa, had a big red smudge on my head.
And how do you feel? Regretting last night's kebab and decisions as well?
No, it was good.
I used to always fall asleep growing up on our dog's little, she had a little, what do you call it? She was a little Maltese Shih Tzu, so she had a small bed.
Mm.
And I used to lay my head down next to her on that thing. I used to conk out on the floor all the time.
There you go. See, we've all done it. 13, 12, 16, if you want to get involved this morning. We want to know, where have you fallen asleep?
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie.
Let's go to Jordan. Jordan, where have you fallen asleep, bud?
We work at the bakery.
And tell me it wasn't like in the oven or anything.
No, it was out on the couch on my smoko bagel. I was there for an hour and a half.
So what, had you had a big night, or were you just super tired and just thought, on smoke, I'll shut the eyes, and next minute you're asleep for half an hour?
Yeah, next minute got the mother and the boss waking me up.
I was going to say, how did no one realise that you were gone for that long?
So I would normally have half an hour smoko, but as it is, I was a baker, so time flies.
Well, do you know what? Bakers get up very early. What time were you starting work?
2 a.m.
See, that you're allowed to have a long nap.
George, when you hear Ellie whinge about being tired in the morning when we get up at 4, does it annoy you or you don't mind?
Don't mind.
Yeah, you're all the same. There
thanks,
you go.
Geordie.
You can relate.
Yeah, we should have a napping club, don't you reckon? For all of us early risers. Like, gets to midday, let's all nap together.
So the farmers, the bakers, the radio announcers, we all get together in this little room and all just nap together.
Night shift workers.
That's not weird.
Yeah. Jordan, welcome to the Nap Club. You're the first official member.
Thank you.
Legend.
Thanks for your call, bud.
Have a good day.
You too, mate.
Where do you reckon we could meet with the Nap Club?
We'd just do it here in the office because we've got the that spare room out the front when you first walk into the HIT offices here.
Yeah.
There's that massage table. You know the one I'm talking about?
Yeah, but that's only one. We need like a hospital room with multiple beds, or like a dorm room or something.
Yeah.
Like a hostel.
A hostel. There's one in Maroopna, isn't there? We could all go in there and just hire out a room for half an hour and go, all right, guys, on the count of three, nap.
I'm so excited. This sounds like the best club ever.
1, 2, 3, nap. Used to do it in school. Remember in primary school?
Yeah.
When you were young?
It was the best time of the day.
1:30. All right, guys, no one talk for the next hour. And if you feel like napping, nap. Take me back to those days.
Oh, the dream.
This is The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Walk, it is back again tonight on Channel 9, and it's been a pretty explosive week. And two of the contestants who've been kind of embroiled in all the drama are Mitch and Mark. They join us now. Morning, boys.
Good morning. Kaboom.
Good morning.
Kaboom, indeed.
Scotty Cam, how much do we hate him, boys? Or I know we said sorry, but last night, come on, boys.
We kissing made up last night.
No, we love Scotty. We had a misunderstanding both ways.
That's how it seemed to play out. It just seemed to be, it was all a miscommunication and both of you got kind of the wrong end of the stick. Is that how you guys saw it?
I think so, yeah. And I think, you know, just Scotty's choice of phrase just pushed us over the edge.
The phrase had been used, people like you, you're building this for people like you. And, you know, given our experiences growing up, mm-hmm. often that's been used in a way that's not positive, people like you. We're a bit sensitive and a bit tired probably.
I was going to say, that's exactly what I was going to say. When you're on the block, boys, you're working almost 20 hours a day. You're probably having half an hour of sleep. And we do breakfast radio. We get up at 4. And I tell you what, all it takes is me to say something half alluding to something. And Ellie over here, she cracks it because she's moody as anything. Whereas you boys actually working and doing stuff on the block, I can only imagine the your tensions would be at a knife edge the whole time.
It is a bit like that. Ellie and Josiah are total angel, is he?
Oh, I mean, diva is the word I'd use. Except the thing is, like, when I get angry at him, I just throw a pen at him, whereas you guys on the block have got probably a lot more weaponry around. Like, you can't really throw a hammer or a spanner. Yeah, you do a lot more damage.
Hey, boys, can I get your advice on something? We were just talking just before you guys came on the show about a cravat. There's a photo of me that surfaced from 5 years ago when I met Hilary Duff, and Ellie's been going to town on me all morning saying because I decided to wear a cravat in the photo. Have either of you ever worn a cravat? Because I feel like there's nothing wrong with a cravat. Is there something wrong with it?
I can safely say I've never worn a cravat.
And guys, you've seen the way that I dress.
Yeah.
Of course I've worn a frigging cravat. Of course I've worn a cravat.
There's somebody else out there.
Someone else apart from you.
But it's a commitment, though. If you're going to do it, just do it.
Mm. See, that's
go hard or go home.
Josiah gave up on it. 5 years on, he hasn't worn a cravat since.
Don't give a rat's what they think. Desire, wear your cravat as much as you like.
Well, thank you so much. I will wear one to work tomorrow for the first time in 5 years.
Good boy.
I thought it was going to impress Hillary Duff at the time, but she gave me nothing, so I kind of gave up on the cravat dream. But you know what? Tomorrow on the show, I promise you boys, I will wear one and I will send you a photo as well. Thank you for your support.
Fantastic.
We look forward to the evidence.
And who's Hillary Duff anyway?
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, guys, for the rest of the season, can we expect much more drama from you two, or... Does it all kind of simmer down from here?
This week, Elise took the baton from me, which I'm very pleased about. but believe me, I'm lining up right behind her to grab it back.
Of course.
You know, passionate people working long hours, there's probably a few little bumps to go before we get to the end of this journey.
There's some passion coming up from me, which is kind of not my favourite passion. But you'll see and you won't miss it.
It's not about a cravat, is it?
Yeah.
nothing to do with cravats or scarfing or anything like that. Oh.
Let's just go talk about Elise for a second. Let's tear her to shreds for a sec. She spells her name ELISE. Come on, what's with the apostrophe, boys?
True story. She didn't know about that until she was a teenager.
No.
And she found on her birth certificate that her father made an error and they just stuck with it.
You're kidding.
So it wasn't a good choice. No, seriously.
Wow. Yeah. Maybe accidentally like smudged the pen or something and they just took it as an apostrophe in the birth, deaths, and marriages. That's crazy.
Yeah, so apparently officially that's it.
Wow. We'll have to ask her about that. I wonder if there's other stories like that of people that have actually accidentally had a hyphen at the end of their name or something and it's just been registered.
Crazy. All right. You two have been very insightful this morning, from cravats to Elise to the explosions on the block. You've had it all. Mitch and Mark, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Ellie.
Thanks, guys. You too.
Make sure you catch the block. It is back tonight, 7:30 on Channel 9.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Nerds, get excited. It's your Christmas today, guys, because Apple has announced their latest updates and new products that are being released overnight.
Not just nerds, because Apple products apply to like half the universe.
It's true. Well, do you know, here's a fun fact. You say half the universe, only 18% of the market.
Really?
Yes.
What's everyone else got? Samsung.
And Huawei? Is that how you say it?
I don't know. You're the expert.
Huawei. I'll say it. It's Huawei, the Chinese brand. Apple's obviously big here in Australia, the States as well.
Yeah.
But Samsung and Huawei, they dominate in other countries like your Asian markets. So because so many Asians have the other ones, iPhone only equates for about 18% of the world. Not many.
Are you sure it's Huawei?
Yeah.
I've seen it written.
Huawei.
I've just never heard it pronounced.
Okay, it's a Chinese brand. You say it in your Chinese accent then. How to say it?
Oh, let's not do accents.
Huawei.
Okay.
After months of anticipation and speculation, they've revealed three new iPhones. Here is everything you need to know from Josiah the Techspert.
Hit me, bro.
iPhones are going to start at $1,000.
What?
They resemble recent models, but with better cameras and new colours, basically. So they're just a lot fancier and better photos.
Okay.
So for your cameras, because I know this is what you girls want with your selfies and whatnot.
Oh, mate, you're the biggest selfie taker out of the two of us.
Good point. Night mode.
Ooh, fancy.
Allows us to take photos in the dark now, even better, with a wide-angle lens, which means you can capture more of the scene around you.
Oh, I thought you were going to say I can capture more of you. You need a wide angle.
Fingers crossed, yeah, because I'm a beast. The powerful Apple-designed A13 Bionic chip is the fastest of any smartphone, so you can fit a lot more on your phone as well, and it's a lot faster when you use it.
Okay, so storage, better storage?
Not bad as well. This is more important. This is the most important thing for me. If you get the basic model, there's three models, like I said before, the basic one, you get an hour extra battery life.
Ooh.
If you get one of the two advanced phones, this is a game changer, extra 5 hours of battery life per day. So you know how quickly your iPhone runs out.
Yeah.
Imagine getting an extra 5 hours each day every time you charge it.
Yeah, pretty good.
Not bad.
Mind you, mine lasts me from the moment I wake up to the moment I go to bed usually.
Really? Mine always runs out.
Bear in mind I go to bed at midday.
5 hours per day, that's not bad.
Not bad at all.
It's also water resistant for up to 4 meters for 30 minutes.
4 meters?
4 meters deep.
So I could go diving.
Yeah, we could jump in the river, go up to 4 meters down and could keep it under the water for 30 minutes. And here we go. If you are into alcohol like Ellie over here, it's protected against everyday spills like beer, coffee and juice.
What about Coke Zero?
And Coke Zero, yes.
That's Wow. All right. Sounds pretty great.
Here's another product, though. It's not the iPhone. But, you know, remember a couple of months ago we were talking about this new Apple, not Apple TV, but the Apple Pay TV. It's like they're releasing their own Netflix, essentially.
Okay.
Where they have their own TV services. It's going to be called Apple something or other. Anyone that gets a new iPhone, iPad, Apple TV, iPod Touch or Mac, you get a year's subscription for free. So that's not a bad start.
There you go.
Are you excited?
Yeah. I mean, I've still got my iPhone 7. I've just paid that off. So I think I'm going to be using that for a few years.
Your camera's terrible on that thing.
Wow.
You could be taking selfies in the dark, right?
Yeah.
FaceTiming your boyfriend in the dark now.
Yeah.
And getting wider shots of your face. Fit your whole noggin in, not just half of it.
I do have a big head, to be fair. Well, there you go. Get around it, guys. The new iPhone officially released.
Yeah, not bad.
Not bad at all.
Get up with Josiah and Ellie.
Not bad.
The Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Good boys.
You were a creep yesterday. You and I were both creeps. So we decided spring sprung. I love saying that. And that means around the Goulburn Valley that magpies are out and about and looking for blood.
Yeah, and you may have been a victim because many people are. When we spoke about it yesterday, the phones went into meltdown.
Yeah. So we thought, how fun would it be to hunt magpies, not like hurt them, but just let them swoop us. So, do you know what, Josiah? We're taking one for the team here.
We are, because we can tell people where they are and where not to go.
Yeah, and also we're letting the magpies get it out of their system. You know, if they swoop us, they're not going to want to swoop some 8-year-old on his bike.
Oh, I don't know. I think they don't have a limit of how many times they swoop, but we gave it a go anyway.
Yeah. So our part of us taking one for the team for you, Goulburn Valley, was by putting the call out yesterday on 13, 12, 16 to ask for some swooping hotspots that we could visit that we would pretty much definitely get swooped. We got this call from Kate in Echuca.
She's in Echuca near the police station. So it's where the Ozmay is. And there's a walking track that goes down into the bush there and you walk
the
under
one.
The bridge. It's right there on that corner and they're vicious and it's hilarious.
So Kate sounded like she was right on the money. So we thought, all right, let's do a trip up to Echuca. So we went up there yesterday armed with, I had a beanie and a hood and some sunnies on. You just had a hat because you're a legend. You didn't even care about your eyes.
No, I didn't care. I didn't even want to wear the hat, but you made me. Alan, our GM, will get angry if you don't wear protection.
Yeah, well, what if you get, like, pecked to death?
Who cares?
It's on me.
It's got footage on the phone and then it goes viral on the internet.
Yeah, true. Anything for a viral video.
Exactly.
So we strolled around the streets of Echuca. We went down by the river. We went up to the police station where Kate said we'd get it. We went to the Ozmays. We went everywhere. And we went and stood underneath trees. We yelled a couple of, come at me, bros.
We saw magpies.
Yeah,
like, there were magpies there, wasn't there?
Yeah. But apparently they love us. Apparently we are the nicest people ever because those magpies did not want a bar of Josiah and Ellie.
Not only that, when we walked up to them, they would start walking away and they were scared. This comes back to what I said before where magpies have facial recognition.
Yeah.
And so what they say is if they don't like you, they'll remember your face and they'll keep swooping you. If they do like you, they'll leave you alone and walk away. So my only thoughts with this, Ellie, is they analysed our faces and thought these two are good guys. We'll leave them alone. Let's not swoop.
But I was trying to be a mean guy. I looked gangster as. I had my big hood on. I had glasses on. I was rocking.
Yeah, but how do you know these magpies don't like gangsters?
Yeah,
do you know
true.
What I'm saying? They may have saw it and go, yeah, what's up, homie? I'm not going to swoop you today, you know?
Actually, one of them was listening to Biggie Smalls as we walked past. So,
if you want to check out the video, though, we did film our attempts at getting swooped in Echuca yesterday. Hit GV on Instagram or there's a full video up at Hit Goulburn Valley on Facebook page right now as well. We do want to go to towns every week, though, don't we?
We do, because ultimately we did not get swooped properly by a single bird yesterday.
It's just Nothing. Only one, magpie zero. But we want it to be the opposite. We don't want to win.
No, like we said, we want to take one for you, Goulburn Valley. So feel free to get in touch with us. You can hit us up on the socials at any time with a hotspot magpie location. We're thinking maybe Benalla next week.
Yeah, or someone sent on HitGV Instagram page a good spot in Marutna as well.
Great.
So let's talk off air.
All right, hit us up because we want to get swooped, guys. We want swoop wars to take off. We want to make some good viral video content.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
This is sports. This is sports.
It's Josiah and Ellie's Sport Talk.
Michael from Shep, our local sporting legend, he joins us. Morning, Mike.
Good morning, guys. How are you today?
Oh, well, mate, doing better, to be honest. Woke up to the news this morning that Ardmota Footy and Netball Club is no more. The KDFL has cancelled it.
Well, they have put them into suspension for next season. There was a vote taken at a special general meeting last night and where they were given an opportunity to present to all the member clubs. And the Kyabram District League executive and clubs voted to suspend the membership for the 2020 season. So, yeah, not good for the club and not good for the township.
Is there anything that can be done to overturn it before next year, Mike?
I'm not 100% sure. I do know that there is a petition going at the moment that's been put up on change.org or something like that to try and get them that 100th year that they've been looking for. But at this point in time, well, they definitely have said that they're not going down without a fight. There was a statement that they released on their Facebook page last night as well.
Good.
Saying that they are, the decision is in, we've been suspended, but we're not going down without a fight. And, yeah, so definitely watch this space. There'll probably be there will still be something going on in regards to it.
Is it mainly because they've been underperforming by so much? You know, the big 400-point floggings and stuff.
I don't know. There's probably a lot of speculation going around as to why the club has been suspended, and probably it might have something to do with the underperformance. It might have a couple of things to do with other things, like it's all hearsay at this point in time, and unfortunately, it's not a good look for the league that they've been copying all these floggings, but at the same time, they've been out there running around, and it'll be interesting to see what comes, or if there's anything further that comes out in regards to the wash up of this, because I think the KDL themselves should put it out there so it clears everything up for both the Arbona Football Club and also for the general public that want to know what's going on.
Is there a chance that, because if they're suspended, the league will be uneven, right? Is there a chance that another team will be made in place of them?
There is rumours going around that the Kyabram District League are changing a few things up, but I haven't heard anything confirmed yet. There has been talk about whether or not another club comes in from another league. So we are waiting to see. Obviously, they're in preliminary final week this week, so I don't think you'll hear. There might be a little bit that comes out of it, but not too much until probably after grand final week in next weekend.
Yeah, well, make sure if you are listening, there is a lot of media coverage, obviously, Sunday night, like we said. Michael did a story on it. We're trying to push and get behind the boys and girls as much as possible here on this show. So hopefully something can turn around. Hopefully the KDL can obviously find some sort of agreement, because that 100 years is so important for that club, because it would be a brilliant thing to achieve. And you never know, a club could turn around both the results and their financial situations. Ellie, maybe next year I'll have to lace up the boots if they come back.
Well, I was going to say, maybe if there is a new team being formed, maybe we should form it. Like the hit team.
Good luck with that one.
Yeah, I don't think anyone wants that.
You could play, Mike. The three of us. Maybe we'll get Boss Benny to play. It'd be great.
Yeah, we'll get done by 600.
All right. Well, Michael from Shet, thanks so much for clearing things up for us this morning.
Not a problem. Thanks, guys.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.